From JMI Wealth, Thursday morning, Andrew Kelleher. Good morning.
Yeah, morning, Mike.
Well, what a bonanza overnight in America. Let's come to that shortly. That's before we got sort of hijacked yesterday by Air New Zealand, who it took us all by surprise, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. It did. Here we were. I was set to, you know, to wax lyrical about all the US company earnings reports, and then Air New Zealand dropped a press release on us yesterday, and so let's work through that first. So they had a profit downgrade, and a reasonably significant one, and it's all about future guidance, and it's about slowing growth. So I want to look at this very quickly in two contexts. Firstly, the specific issues for Air New Zealand, but what does it mean for the broader context for New Zealand, Mike? Because remember, tourism is big in terms of economic significance at stage. You've got tourism, you've got dairy, that's what we've got. Now, Air New Zealand has materially lowered its full-year guidance range. So we're talking about profit before tax. Previously, and they give a range, previously they were looking at 385 to 495 million, and that includes the estimated impact from the issue they had with the Rolls-Royce engines. So you've got a $440 million midpoint there. Now they're looking at guidance of 340 to 400 million. So the midpoint there, 370 million. So you've gone from 440 million to 370. So that's material. So that's the problem at the headline level. So 16% fall versus the previous estimate. Now, it reflects lower revenue growth. So they're not growing as fast as they thought they would. So the first half of the 2019 financial year, they delivered 6.6% passenger revenue growth. But then what happened is it slowed down in December. Now, December's usually your big month. Growth was only about 4.8%. So that's got them worried about what sort of growth to factor in for, you know, looking ahead. So I think the new guidance is now assuming growth of around 3%. So it's an issue with it. The main problem here seems to be a bit of an issue with a slowdown in domestic leisure spending, so domestic travel spending. Now, they are maintaining their dividend. So if you're a shareholder, you're still going to get 11 cents a share dividend. That's important. But the share price did fall 44 cents. So it closed at $2.83. 13.5% fall. Look, as a bit of a point of reference, it had a bit of a weakness last year, fell to $2.61. But just looking at this broader context, Mike, because Auckland Airport share price fell as well, and I think there was
tourism holdings.
Yeah, tourism holdings fell. But let's just talk about this broader concern. We're talking about slowing growth. We're not talking about no growth. So I think that's a really important point. Yeah, growth, they're just not growing as fast. Now, we know we've got constraints in that tourism industry. So I take some comfort from that in terms of the tourism industry more broadly. Okay. We just might not grow as strongly as we had.
Okay, so overnight in America, if you were looking for good stuff, there was plenty there to see as far as I can tell.
And everywhere you turn, actually. So I just want to talk about Apple first. They reported after we spoke yesterday, so that was the after the market closed. So this is for their first quarter 2019. Positive reaction after hours trading. The NASDAQ, there's an exchange-traded fund that follows the NASDAQ. That jumped. They beat analyst expectations by 1%. Remember, they downgraded those expectations earlier in January. $84.3 billion. That beat consensus expectations of just under 84. Was a decline of 5% from last year. Look, that's 62% of their sales now international. They are seeing slowing revenue from iPhones. That's 15% lower than previous year, but growing revenue from those other sources. So I think they're an all-time high now from those other sources. They've still got, $245 billion worth of cash. So very strong financial position. Share price up 5%. We like that. Positive reaction there. McDonald's, they beat on earnings. They beat on revenue. It's not selling quite so much in the US in their same-store sales. Strong internationally. Share price up. Alibaba, a bit of a bright spot there for the Chinese companies. Everyone was worried about the impact of slowdown in China, US-China trade dispute. Alibaba beat expectations. Gosh, we'll run out of time. Boeing, Mike, Boeing on fire. Yep. Well, the planes aren't on fire, but the earnings were very strong. Reported more than $100 billion in annual revenue for the first time. Strong forecasts for delivery number of planes. So the US share market's higher. Dow's up over 1.3%. S&P's up over 0.7%. We haven't even talked about the Federal Reserve. We haven't talked about tax. Too much going on. Got to love life, Mike.
So much going on.
Hey,
wait till they get to the jobs in America. Those numbers came out overnight. Meantime, what are your numbers?
24,960 on the Dow Jones. So they're up over 1.5% at the moment. S&P 500, 2665, also up about 1%. NASDAQ up over 1% as well as we look 7121. The FTSE 100, 6941, up 108 points. Nikkei 20556, they lost about 0.5%. The Shanghai Composite down 19.2575. Lost up 12 points in the ASX 200 yesterday, 5886. We lost 81 points yesterday on the NZX 50, Mike, closing at 8925. That's about 0.9% decline on the currencies, 0.6835 against the US, 0.9501 Aussie, 0.5895 euro, 0.5231 pounds, 74.89 yen. Gold trading at $1,311. Brent crude up $62.56.
Have an awesome Thursday. Appreciate it. Andrew Kelleher, JMI Wealth. He and the expertise at jmiwealth.co.nz.